This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com conspiracy podcast feed. The topic for this pod thread is class in session. Okay, so I've thrown down the glove in classic Stentorian fashion. So now in this podcast, I just want to talk in a little more casual fashion about this whole issue. And of course, I'm sure members know what I'm talking about here with this whole Signs of the Times thing and is ATS COINTELPRO operation and stuff like that. And one thing in particular, the reason why I just hopped on the horn here, I'm following the stuff that's going on in this, you know, the COINTELPRO thread that these links all point to on ATS. You know, the thread is called AboveTopSecret.com is a government COINTELPRO disinformation operation. And here it is. It's like prominently featured on ATS. So, ooh, what a scandal, right? Obviously, the staff is having some fun with this, and I figure I might as well, too. Because, come on, this is a conspiracy, right? This is what we like. So, and I'm a drama queen, so I really like this. This is good. I'm having fun with this. But, yeah, here we have Horace the Chorus chiming in on this thread and with a post called Fishy, you know, and talking about all this stuff. And if you look at the post, what you see is exactly the kind of stuff that these Signs of the Times people are talking about. You see stuff that actually contradicts itself. Things like, yeah, you know, they suppress discussion on ATS. And then right towards the end of the same message, it said, and why are you talking about this, you know, when you should be getting on to other subjects? So, okay, basically, ATS, you know, I'm criticizing ATS because it censors things, and I'm criticizing ATS because it doesn't, you know? And this kind of stuff, and I'm looking at this and all these insinuations. This is a whispering campaign. It's like a combination of all these little tactics that these people use. And I don't know who this Horace the Chorus is, but I note that Horace the Chorus definitely has an agenda here. You know, it looks like a sleeper account to me. I don't want to make a false inference here, though. And Horace the Chorus, hey, love you, man. You're a fellow member. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. But I'm telling you, buddy, what you're doing here looks exactly like the kind of stuff the Signs of the Times people say is COINTELPRO, is Delphi technique, and all this kind of stuff. You know, this is the kind of stuff, you talk about the movement, man, I'll tell you. And, oh, talking about red flags and all that kind of stuff. Dude, when you start making these references to the alternative media movement, as if this is some sort of monolithic organization that you have to, like, go through an initiation ritual to get into, man, that just sets off warning bells on me. I don't buy that crap for a moment, okay? This whole notion that the alternative media movement is some kind of galvanized organization of right-thinking individuals. This is exactly the kind of crap the government used to pull with the militia movement back in the 80s. And by the way, that whole militia movement was basically inspired by the government. They actually sent agents out to start these militias. So come on. And I had a lot of fun watching that too. And they would send agents, ATF agents, would go to these meetings and talk about the movement, and talk about stirring things up against the government. And they were government agents. So when people start acting like those government agents, I get a little suspicious. Now, I'm not saying Horace the Chorus is a government agent. I don't know. Some people just think this way. What I'm saying is, though, that when you use the same tactics that those guys did, and that apparently people still use, and I have to imagine that somewhere in the huge budget of the U.S. government, there are some people probably contractors is my guess, not necessarily FBI agents or CIA agents or anything, but just contractors, people that get a contract for X number of bucks to go out and rouse the rabble out here, you know, in the so-called alternative media movement. And the goal, I would imagine, for those contractors is just to shake out, find out who the real nutcases are that are actually planning to commit some kind of violent acts against government people and investigate them. So, you know, you could think of it as sort of a litmus test process. It also would not at all surprise me if these contracts included having these people inject all kinds of nonsense into our discussions to keep us from actually being able to find out stuff that's worth knowing. You know, I can, I, I don't know any of this stuff firsthand. Yeah, I used to be in the military, and I've worked for the government before in different capacities. But this is not something I've done. This is not something I do. And I don't work for anybody right now. I'm unemployed, man. So, which is why I spend way too much time on the internet, not enough time recording music. But obviously, this little hobby of mine has come to the forefront right now, especially with all this drama, which draws me like a moth to the flame. So anyway, yeah, I think, you know what, you want to know what I honestly think about this? I mean, I'm going to leave the question open as to whether or not ATS is actually some kind of government co-intelpro operation. Personally, I don't think so, but I'm a skeptic, and that means that I would like to keep the idea open. Maybe, you know, maybe these people that I know reasonably well but have never met in real life, hey, maybe they do work for the government. I'll leave that question open. I'm looking, though, you may know a tree by the fruit that it bears. And I'm telling you, man, the stuff that I'm seeing by way of so-called skeptical criticism of ATS smells very suspicious to me. And I encourage those people who do have a gripe, who do think that ATS is COINTELPRO, come on, man, you know, lay the stuff on us. Give us the dope here. You know, I see, for example, Laura Knight Jadzik, and I hope I got the pronunciation right. And by the way, Laura, if you're hearing this out there, I just want to let you know. Yeah, I'm an ATS member, but I'm not into this whole us, them, pack mentality thing. I love ATS, but, you know, I am just not on board with this whole team sports thing of us versus them, and they're evil because they're not us. I don't play that. It's just not my game. So I just want you to know, and by the way, you know, I've read through your stuff here. It's lengthy. I think you could do better in terms of maybe condensing it down and making it more accessible. And also, you know, hey, I know how to use Whois, and I know how to search Daejeon News, and I know how to draw conclusions. I think that you would be well served if you could better support the conclusions you're coming to here. Just because ATS started in 1997 and some guy named Chris Baisley did something doesn't mean that Simon Gray is Chris Bailey. A thing to bear in mind, yeah, Simon Gray I would expect is a pseudonym, but maybe it's not. I don't know. But here's the thing I know for a fact. There's more than one guy named Simon in England, okay? There's actually several people named Simon in England. And the surname of Gray is not exactly uncommon in England either. So it is possible that there is more than one Simon Gray. Maybe it is a pseudonym for Simon Gray the playwright. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, what you're offering does not necessarily prove anything. And I know you qualify it with this and that, but let's face it, what you're saying is insinuating an awful lot. And I think that you would be better served if you would clarify these things and make it absolutely clear, you know, because people are obviously drawing some conclusions from this stuff. Whatever. What I'm saying is for a website that professes to expose psychosis and psychopathy and COINTELPRO, you know, look in the mirror, man. Just look in the mirror. You know, I am all for exposing counterintelligence stuff, you know, domestic intervention by the government. I'm sure this stuff takes place. You see this kind of stuff going on. Media manipulation, all this kind of crap. You know, what do the powers that be want to do? They want to divide us up, and they want us to squabble with each other, because if we do that, we're not actually looking for truth. On the other hand, the other thing that I'm suspicious of, though, is any kind of attempt to get us all together thinking the same way, because that is another manipulation technique. The right thing, in my opinion, for anyone listening to this podcast to do is question everything. Always allow for the possibility that you are wrong. Do not get caught up in all these religions. Man, this Horace the Chorus talking about the alternative media movement, that is just a red ringing alarm bell. You know, when anyone talks about that kind of stuff, you know, like I said in my post there, why not just call it the Order, you know, the Council of the Enlightened? You know, we are the alternative media movement. Hear us roar in one voice. No, I refuse to be manipulated like that. I don't buy this movement crap. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that. And also, you know, obviously I came on pretty strong in the first podcast. I guess I'm coming on pretty strong in this podcast. I don't want to discourage people from talking about this. I think this is a good thing. In fact, frankly, this is something I've been waiting for a while, you know, because this is the topic now. Let's talk about ATS. All right, let's get down. Hey, you got some dirt? You got some? Hey, one of the things I noticed, you know, there's this whole thing with Dragon Rider, and there's all this stuff that the staff usually at ATS will not talk about. And the reason they don't talk about it is because they're trying to cover stuff up. The reason they talk about it is because they are usually not in the mood to derail topics into these drama things that we're seeing now. Now, because of this provocation, the staff is apparently willing to address some of the stuff. I say take full advantage of it. What I know about ATS tells me that these people are ethical. They do actually honestly want to know the truth. If you don't believe that, then I encourage you, air that concern and explain why. And if you've got evidence, you got this kind of stuff, I encourage you to bring it out. I'm convinced, hey, maybe I'm, you know, I'm just me. I'm just a member. I don't speak on behalf of the staff. But everything I know about ATS tells me that if it comes down to facts, if it comes down to the truth, they're on the right side of that stuff. And it's not because they're some government agency. It's because they honestly are who they say they are. And you know what? When it comes to stuff, we're talking about court challenges. You know, when you go to court and you go through the discovery process in a lawsuit, all the information comes out. Each side can subpoena anything they want. And I've been through this process a couple times, and I'll tell you, you don't want to do it unless you absolutely have to. But when you do, you find out the truth, and then that gets laid out in front of a judge. And I'm just telling you right now, if people are blowing smoke, this is when the cards get laid on the table, my friends, is when that happens and you have to go under oath, you know, under penalty of perjury. That is when the truth comes out. And I'm looking at this situation and I'm just saying, if you're lying, this is a bad time to be lying, my friends. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. I'm still hopeful that's just going to turn out to be some, you know, big hairball that ends up getting settled outside of court. And really, look at what is required to settle it. It doesn't require anything, except for certain people who have made some unsupported allegations and done some things unlawfully to change their minds and just do the right thing. You know, if they don't want to do it, fine, that's their game, you know. And I don't want to necessarily get involved in this other than as a commentator. But the stuff that I'm seeing come out in this discussion, I want to see it all. Let's see the dirt, people. Let's see it all come out here. I want to see, you know, people talk about ATS as being, you know, censored and controlled, and it's, you know, Simon Gray's an alien. Simon Gray's a government agent. We got Simon Gray as Chris Bailey, who also, you know, in his copious spare time also manages to run a propaganda front in Iraq. You know, let's see some evidence, okay? I mean, real evidence, not just, you know, inferences made from timelines. I mean, geez, I mean, in 1997, what was I doing? Maybe I'm Chris Bailey. You know, come on, people, you can do better than this. You know, the so-called alternative media movement. If this is what we've, and I don't even want to say we, I'm not in some movement. I'm just me. I want to know the truth. You know, but if this is all the so-called movement has to offer, it ain't moving anywhere. Anyway, this has been Magic at AboveTopSecret.com. Encourage people, I'm encouraging people, be honest and don't flinch. Look for the truth, demand the truth. And most of all, if you're going to do that, present the truth and don't lie, okay? That's all anyone's asking here. It's not too much to ask. Anyway, on that rather passionate note, again, whatever your position may be on all this, I may be skeptical of your position, but I respect your right to take that position. My challenge, though, is support that position. Show us. Show me. Show us how you're right, why you think that way. In the process of doing that, new information, new truths can be discovered. That's what this is all about, isn't it? Anyway, this has been Magic, again, at AboveTopSecret.com. Just saying. Be well, friends.